If you're watching this video, you want to grow your business. You want to make a major impact. And one of the ways to do that on an acceleration basis is a merger or an acquisition. In this short video, I want to walk you through some of the advantages and how to make it happen in just a few steps. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CED Worldwide. And you are at the CED Advisor's Edge. And I want to give you an unfair competitive advantage to do an M&A transaction. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
The CED Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.
Okay, let's take a step back on an M&A deal. Want to know, this is usually going to be the largest transaction, the biggest financial transaction in your life if you go ahead with this. And we want to make sure, and this is what the video is all about, we want to make sure it's right for you before you jump in. Let's go over the benefits. The benefits are significant. Number one, doing the right transaction should allow you to gain 3 to 5 years of revenue all at once by acquiring a practice. Wow. Also, you can have access to new talent. And this is one of the areas that we see over and over again. In the deals that I've done, and I sold my practice back in 1998, I know it feels like 100 years ago, my two partners and I had built a $2 billion RIA practice, and we sold it for a number that you would be really impressed. At the time, we were the largest client at Schwab, advisor client. And I'll tell you, I learned a lot through that process, but I ended up being CEO of the U.S. financial arm. It was a Canadian arm, and I can still remember talking to the CEO, a great young fellow, Marty Weinberg, and Marty taught me something that I didn't know until that day. And I had put together a budget, and we were going to really bring a senior team. We were growing like crazy. We went from $8 billion when I got acquired to $25 billion in the next 2 years, and we needed some talent. And I put a budget together to go out and hire that talent. And Marty goes, John, you know, it's a lot more creative. Let's go ahead and acquire the firms with proven talent that we need and accretive right from day one. So it's not only getting all this revenue at once, but it's also getting access to this new talent, and they're proven. One of the best ways too is if you want to expand geographically, across the very first transactions, we like to see you do locally. So, these take a little bit of work. Matter of fact, a fair amount of work to make them work. And they shouldn't be gone in lightly. But once you get experience, you can really become a serial acquirer and geographically expand and become either larger in your local market or regional or ultimately national basis. In addition to geographic, it's a great way to eliminate duplicate costs and gain critical mass to go ahead and make a huge difference. Now, when we look at this, I want to share with you the key steps that we see over and over again. This very first is get clear on your goals. You know, M&A is not right for everyone. You need, if you're going to deliver and really make this work, a couple things have to happen as you're getting clear on your goals. You know, what we want to do is we're typically, if we're going to do acquisition, we want to grow our business. And we have to get our own business, you know, simple and elegant first. That means we got to be able to nail the client experience. We're delivering a world-class wealth management experience, and we've got the systemic process of attracting a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed, affluent clients. Because any merger acquisition partner, if you want to really have them join you, whether you're paying cash or stock or some combination thereof, they're going to look to see how good your systems are, because a function of their success is going to be your ability to deliver on that. And so really clear on that. But once you have that, you've got your own practice running simple and elegant, then it's very easy to get clear on those goals of what would come in, what would be the right type of practice that you want to bring in that's going to accelerate that success even more. Then what we want to do is understand the value drivers. Where is the value that you're going to create out of this? And when we talk about value, you know, the big thing obviously is the revenue, but the profitability and the speed of growth that that practice has. You know, and just real simplistically here, when we look at a practice that's largely, let's take the extreme of commission, it's going to have a very low value relative to a fee-based practice, even one that's not growing, because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to convert that to wealth management. You're going to have to take some risks, time, energy, and so on. On the other hand, if there's someone that's got a proven experience on the other extreme continuum, and that they're growing, they're delivering a great experience, very aligned with you, and they have the marketing systems and sales systems that they're bringing in a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients, huge value differentiation. Type of clientele, the ability to expand, the personnel, all these drivers, and we go over and over, but you want to understand what are the value drivers for your practice and you're looking for. And then you want to be proactive on the sourcing. This is so critical because, you know, what we do is we're, most of us as financial advisors are opportunistic. Well, we've got to dress up our firms, put a pitch deck together if we're acquiring or if we're selling. We've got to have that clearly articulated. It's much like getting your house in order if you're going to sell your personal residence. So what we want to do is get it in order. We've got to get clear on who we want to acquire, what are the value drivers in the deal. And then, you know, in today's world, there's databases that we can go out and very quickly identify the right organizations that we might want to reach out to and put a systematic campaign to start the conversation with them, because it's all about starting the conversation so that we have the steady stream of deals that are coming in. This becomes more important if we're going to have more than one deal. And then we have to understand the deal structure. And this is so critical, because what we're looking at when we're thinking about the deal structure is it can, you know, it can be all cash, it can be over a time period, it can be equity, it can be debt involved. There are so many different ways we can have some contingencies, some earnouts, some different ways from a tax standpoint and so on. There are so many different ways that you can structure the deal that you've got to be careful that you understand, because there's a negotiation going on, but you want to do it in a way, because oftentimes these people are going to be your partners going forward, at least for a period of time, that you can structure it in an advantageous way for both of you. And then lastly, what we want to do is we want to be ready to act. See, you know, you're hearing over and over again that there's a lot of transactions out there. There are. But you can go to these listing services to buy a practice. Well, if they're already on the listing service, they're getting multiple offers. By getting yourself prepared, getting clear on who you want to work with, and setting up those processes to start those conversations, you can have huge success and acquire a practice, your very first practice, that will generate 3 to 5 years growth of what you would have done over 3 to 5 years in a single day. If you want to accomplish this, I'm going to encourage you to take advantage of an offer we have. It's called the Best Year Ever Consultation. They'll either, depending on where you're watching this, there'll be a link below or on the side, and click on that, and you can schedule a complimentary consultation. Now, you have to have a net income of $200,000 or more, because you have to have a strong foundation. But what we'll do is one of our consultants will take a look at where you are, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and how you want to use M&A. They'll take those insights, put it in a mind map, and then have you meet with one of our strategists who will identify the three simplest things we would do if we were in your shoes to really accelerate your success in M&A, if it's appropriate, or whatever, organic growth, whatever you would make the most sense. Your current client, those future clients, particularly those that you're going to acquire, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.